The festival got its start back in 2013 when producer Gene Fish decided he'd do what he could to help the Broadway community support talented writers with nominal cost to the contestants. Since then, industry leaders, which include Broadway producers and Emmy winners, have given of themselves to make the festival a reality for people like Park City's Deborah Cook. Cook is no stranger to the stage. Since earning her master's degree in music performance at BYU, Cook has performed and taught voice, theater, and piano in both Utah and New York. But Jilted to Perfection, A Mormon's Love, is the first play she's written. Cook says it's an autobiography of her life with her husband Fred, who passed away 2 years ago.
This is a story that some locals might know a little bit about. It's the story of a divorced Mormon mom who fights against culture and security when she meets a Scientologist actor-director who joyfully takes risks in his life, convinced that he's married to the woman that's his soulmate.
The play has six songs, which Cook wrote. Though Kathy Marath teaches in New York, she's directing the play, which has to be cut down to 30 minutes for the competition to enable producers attending to see six shows. Marath is on the faculty of the American Music Dramatic Academy in New York, but has worked with Cook for some time. She says at first, she wasn't sure she wanted to be involved.
I've known Deborah and the late Fred Cook for about 7 years. I've been coming out under the auspices of my school with my partner, Christopher Stevens, and we've been teaching and workshopping through Deborah's school. So I've known her for quite a while. And when she approached me with this idea of helping to shape it and direct it for the festival, I was initially skeptical because I know her so well and I know the history. However, the narrative and the music, and I should underscore that because it's not through song, but there are a lot of beautiful, gorgeous melodies and storytelling via song. I decided, well, that's interesting to me as a director and as an actress. So I jumped on board. Yes.
Cook's granddaughter, McKinsley, is part of the production as well.
It wasn't initially written with her in mind, but when I got to the finale of the piece, I just felt like the symbolism of me continuing to sing was not working. So I asked McKinsley if she would sing it for me and felt like that was a great way to close the piece because she and her grandpa had performed a lot together, and I knew I could put something together to weave that generational growth and the effect of that in our lives.
The ensemble for her piece includes 25 people, which have been rehearsing in Park City. They will also be able to rehearse once they arrive in New York. Marath says about 80% of the plays at the festival come from the greater New York area, so Cook's play will bring a different voice to the festival stage. Cook says she's in good company since other submissions include two Tony Award-winning playwrights as well. Jilted to Perfection will play on Friday, September 7th at the Acorn Theater, and then again on Saturday, September 15th for a matinee. Cook says she owes a lot to her team who has helped her pull everything together. Six best of shows will perform again on October 1st. For more information, visit nynwtheaterfestival.com. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.